Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then you know you can show it some support just by coming to wildinbed.com and becoming one of my cherished VIP club members, so you can enjoy uninterrupted pleasure, absolutely commercial free. Yes, and just from $2.99 now. So, tonight, the conclusion of our birthday story. Melissa has sent that email, but will she come to regret it? And just how far has Chris gone with these women? What has he been up to? Is their marriage falling apart? As you probably know, this special episode is sponsored by the rather excellent leatherdelights.co.uk. World-class leather bondage equipment. Worldwide shipping. So why not go and visit them at leatherdelights.co.uk so you can say thanks for making this show possible. They've even put up a 10% discount just for you on any product you desire. Just use the code WILD at checkout. You do know how to spell WILD, don't you? Someone's going to get spanked thighs in a minute. Right. Just follow the link in this show's notes. You won't regret it. Now, you know, if you want to hear your fantasies right here, then it's so easy for you just to email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do everything I can to bring your fantasies to life. This podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender, just go ahead and take a nice, deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release your inner desires as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing through your body as you just lay back and enjoy tonight's show. It took just an hour after she sent the message for Melissa to start regretting pressing the send button. He looked at her photos again. She could see it was her, definitely. Her marks and blemishes, even the small birthmark on her thigh. How could Chris not recognize her? He had seen her whole body intimately. He would know it for sure. It was another 30 minutes before her phone dinged with an email. She wasn't sure if she should be angry, disappointed, or relieved by the message. Sure, Morag, that sounds great. I would love to get my ropes around you. Ropes? He has ropes? Melissa paused for a moment, trying to remember if she'd seen any ropes in the house. Does he have an apartment with all his paraphernalia in? Maybe a lockup somewhere? Or perhaps he just keeps it in the trunk of his car. Fuck. Was this going to even work? What was she actually expecting? And did he always respond to these women so enthusiastically? Once the panic had subsided, the anger returned. He obviously wasn't just on that website to look at photos. Picking up her phone, she decided that playing the innocent young lady would be best. After all, it wasn't that far from the truth.
I'm new to all this, but very eager to learn. Where would you suggest we start, Chris?
For some reason, she had actually put on her most innocent and naive face while typing the message, as if that was going to make a difference. She had barely lowered her hand before the phone dinged again.
Let's start by calling me Sir. And I think I will call you my little pink kitten.
Sir, really? Since when did he think he deserved to be called Sir? Biting her lip, Melissa held back her irritation.
Of course, Sir. Where do we start?
Well, my pink kitten, I think we can start by you getting a taste of a little punishment. When you pleasure your body tonight, I want you to spank your clit as you do. And tomorrow you can tell me how it feels. Been there, done it, Chris. You just don't realise, Melissa thought.
Can't we do it now, Sir? I'm very eager to learn.
She replied, grinning a little at the phone, testing Chris to see if he was actually working.
No, we can't, Pink Kitten. I have to go into a very important design meeting in a minute, and we'll be there for the rest of the day.
Oh, Sir, are you a big, important designer?
Yes, I am, Kitten. And I have an international meeting in 5 minutes, so we'll have to wait to speak again tomorrow.
Oh, okay, Sir,
Melissa replied, giggling as she typed. The last time she'd heard, the local chick and hot restaurant was not expanding internationally. At least she knew Chris was at work, and it kind of matched his diary. This actually might be fun, she decided. Chris obviously wasn't experienced at this as she had thought, and she could always outthink him. Besides which, she knew his schedule. Looking in the bedroom mirror, Melissa studied herself for a moment, eventually running her fingers through her hair. She scraped it into a bun on top of her head, turning her head side to side, sucking in her cheeks a little. She thought to herself, not bad, considering. Studying herself a little more intently, a thought emerged. A plan to make herself look different. Grabbing her bag and car keys from the side, she left the house, intent on at least seeing if her plan might work. Returning an hour later, she sat down in front of the mirror, retrieved the hair grips from her bag, and pinned her hair back tightly, pulling the new blonde wig from the bag and slipping it over her head. She looked back into the mirror. Her hair had always been dark, and seeing herself blonde was different, she had to admit. Even she didn't recognize herself. Taking the final package from the bag, she unpacked the last item and secured it around her head. Looking into the mirror again, she whispered, "Well, if he wants Pink Kitten, who am I to argue?" Her voice trailing off to a sneer, her lips curling, an expression that didn't quite fit with the playful Pink Kitten mask that adorned her face. Holding her phone up, she clicked the button for a selfie, trying to hide her obvious resentment and put on her best playful expression. Editing the photo, signing it, "From your pink kitten." She sent it by messenger through to Chris. Grinning to herself, she wished she could be a fly on the wall in that meeting, right now. Packing away her growing expanse of toys into an overnight bag, she stashed it under her shoes in the closet, a place Chris avoided like the plague.
looking at her clothes hanging. She selected her normal suit for the part-time job in the accountants. She actually felt kind of deflated. Despite all her anger and bile, she was actually quite enjoying playing Pink Kitten. Just a shame it had to be with Chris. When she returned from work, the house was deathly silent. Chris was obviously not home yet. It had been the same every day since the kids had left home. Melissa had never really appreciated the life they brought into the house. Since they were gone, being just her and Chris, it seemed as cold as a tomb most nights. Maybe that's why he strayed in the first place, she thought. Melissa actually felt relieved. She wasn't sure if she was ready to see him quite yet. Work had been stressful this afternoon, and she needed some me time before she had to play Happy Families again. Entering her bedroom, she discarded her work clothes and went to retrieve her sweats from the closet. As she opened the door, the overnight bag looked back up at her, tempting her, calling out to her from beneath her shoes. Moving the shoes aside, she pulled the navy blue canvas bag from the recesses of her closet. Opening it, the Pink Kitten mask smiled at her from on top of the wig and lingerie. Melissa could not help but smile back. There was something that changed when she slipped the mask on her head. Like she let go of Melissa a little, let go of all her stresses and worries. And just for a little while, she became Morag. She could be playful and naughty, flirtatious and fun. Looking at the lingerie, it didn't fit with Morag. And lacking an alternative, she slipped off her bra and panties and lay naked on the bed. Apart from the Pink Kitten mask, it didn't take long for the memories of Red Curl's video to return to her mind. Her pussy trembled as the images replayed through her head. Something about passing over control like that, about yielding to someone else, letting them decide their pleasure, seems so damned hot. Parting her thighs, Melissa's hands stole between her lips, massaging them firmly. The warmth of her juices tingled on her fingertips as she rubbed her hand up and down. She made the first contact with her clit. She rose off the bed, inviting the invasion of her fingers as she pushed two inside. Moaning in response to her own caress, she slid them in and out furiously. Her thumb pressed on her clit, and her thighs tightened around her hand. Melissa writhed on the bed, and she could feel the burning sensation moving through her core. Her fingers pounded into her pussy, the sound of her slick as they slid in and out. Stopping for a moment, she slid her fingers out before bringing them back down onto her clit with a loud slapping noise. Her pussy burning with the pleasure, the electricity shooting through her, sending her body into raptures as she spanked herself again and again. Her moans echoed around the room. Somehow the sound of her own pleasure fueled her desires further as she continued to punish her clit, taking her phone hurriedly, moving it between her thighs. She pressed the camera button, where she hoped would be a good position, before dropping it onto the mattress and plunging her fingers back into her pussy. Her orgasm burned through her body as she rolled onto her side and bit into the bedding, her orgasm exploding in an avalanche of fireworks. Rolling into the fetal position, Melissa could do little but pant as the waves of afterglow echoed through her body. Eventually, she reached for her phone and looked through the photos. The image of her pussy glowing red was a little blurry, but it was clear enough to see. She honestly found it kind of sexy, looking at her pussy, swollen and burning with an angry red. She hadn't quite realized how wet she was. Melissa pushed her hand back against her thighs and felt her pussy gently. Fuck, her whole body trembled as she pushed her finger back inside. Sliding them out, she lifted them into her mouth, tasting her cum, something she had never done before. But it tasted so good, and a day felt like a day for doing things that you'd never done before. Checking the photo for any incriminating giveaways, she could only find a mole. But she guessed loads of women had moles on the top of their thighs. Besides which, it had been so long since Chris had been down on her, she seriously doubted he would have recognized a tattoo if she had one. Messaging Chris the photo with the simple text of, "I couldn't resist, sir. Please don't think I'm a bad girl." She grinned, wondering whether or not he would open the message. Rolling off the bed, she stood a little shakily before replacing the mask back into the bag and hiding it in the closet. Deciding a shower would be a good idea now, before Chris came home, she returned to normal life. It was another hour before she got a text from Chris saying, "On way home, picking up takeout." Relieved at not at least having to cook, she relaxed on the sofa and flicked through the endless repeats on TV. It was another 10 minutes before Morag got a text message saying, "You're such a bad pink kitten. You made me so hard in my meeting. I had to go to the bathroom 3 times. When Chris eventually walked back through the door, carrying bags of Chinese food, she took a deep breath before going to meet him. He seemed jubilant, excited. "Good meeting?" she asked. "Let's eat, I'm famished," he replied cheerfully, ignoring her question. She asked several times about the meeting during their meal together, and every time he brushed the question away with some flippant statement about having to reconvene another day. And so the days passed. Chris would make more and more requests, and she would simply comply. Every night Chris worked late and would return with takeout, with a strangely happy bounce to his step. One day he asked Morag if she had ever been tied up. She replied, "No. Would you like to see me tied up?" Grateful for the order of manacles that were somewhere between Leather Delights and her. "Yes," he responded. "Give me a few days, sir. I'll see what I can organize." "Oh, kitten," he replied. Melissa could imagine the enthusiasm in his eyes at the thought of her being tied up. That night he returned, carrying the largest Thai meal Melissa had ever seen. Even with the kids at home, they would never have been able to manage all this food in one sitting. As they sat on the sofa watching TV, Chris suddenly turned to her, his hands fumbling her breasts through her shirt. Pinching her nipples, he kissed her roughly. Melissa could not help but respond. She hadn't been fucked in so long. She was quite honestly desperate to feel him inside her again, sliding her jeans and panties down her legs as she undid his pants, his cock so hard and throbbing. She had never seen him so erect. Without waiting, he slid to the floor and moved between her thighs, pressing his cock deep into her pussy, hammering it home. Melissa wrapped her legs around his waist to feel his erection completer. Within seconds, Chris was tensing against her, his hot cum erupting into her pussy. Melissa moaned dutifully, faking her satisfaction as Chris rolled off, did his pants up and slid back onto the sofa. "Was that it?" she thought, as she wiped away Chris's cum from her pussy with a tissue. She had no doubt that he had just fucked Morag in his mind. Would he fuck Morag for real? She wondered, as she pulled her jeans back up and sat on the sofa. The next day, a box arrived. There was nothing to indicate where it was from, but Melissa knew. It had certainly taken a lot less time to arrive
than she had imagined it would. Sliding a knife carefully through the taping on the box from leatherdelights.co.uk, the lid opened. The warm smell of leather filled the room. Of all the things she was expecting, she wasn't expecting the fragrance of leather to be so beautiful, such a turn-on. She paused for a moment, immersing herself in her newfound sensory pleasure, eventually shaking her head to break the spell. Melissa pushed her hands gently into the box, her fingertips feeling the edge of a leather cuff. There was something so immensely powerful about the feeling of the leather. It just screamed submit. Taking it out, she looked at it for a moment, running her fingers over the perfect stitching. The lilac suede so sensuous to her touch. She looked at the heavy buckles for a moment, unrolling the cuff. She placed it around her wrist as she fixed the strap into place. Then there was a new sensation, something she hadn't been expecting. An intense need just to let go, to place her satisfaction in the hands of another, to submit completely. Damn it, she felt like falling to her knees right now. One thing she did decide, when all this was done with Chris, she needed to find someone, a playmate to help her explore all this sexuality. She couldn't believe how much her pussy was screaming for satisfaction from wearing a single cuff. Melissa rotated the cuff on her wrist. The suede really was surprisingly sensual. It wasn't just soft, it caressed her. It sent tingles up and down her back. Somehow, it made her feel so damn feminine. Finding the flogger in the box, Melissa studied it for a moment, running her fingers through the strand. It was an immensely erotic sensation of having the strands teased between her fingers. Pausing for a moment, Melissa made a decision and moved to the sofa with the flogger and cuff. Quickly dropping her jeans, she sat down and teased the flogger's strands over her thighs, holding her breath. She brought the flogger down hard against her pale skin. The sting burned through her legs as her pussy clenched in wanton desire. Fuck, she was wet already. The kiss of the strands left a harsh red mark. Grabbing her phone, Melissa took a photo, careful to avoid the obvious sofa underneath. Putting her phone back down, she took the flogger once more and brought it down hard. Damn, it felt so good. Sending the photo to Chris by messenger, she simply added the text, "Sir, I'm practicing on my own." Within seconds, she had a reply. "Fuck, Pink Kitten. That looks so good. You make me so hard." Her grin soured as she remembered. Chris wasn't replying to her. He was texting Morag, the bastard. She needed to be done with this bullshit, she decided. She had found something that really turned her on and needed to experience it in full. And right now, Chris was stopping that. She took a close-up photo of the solitary manacle on her wrist. Sending it to Chris, she added, "Need help with these. When can we meet?" The response was far from as quick as normal. In fact, it took 15 minutes for him to reply. "We can't meet. I'm married. I love my wife. We just don't enjoy the same things sexually. I'm sorry, Pink Kitten." Melissa sighed heavily. Was she relieved? She guessed so. But she couldn't ignore this desire that burned through her now. She needed to experience this bondage. She texted back, "Oh, okay, I understand," and placed the phone silently down on the sofa, realizing to her surprise that she actually felt disappointed. At what, she wasn't really sure. She'd enjoyed playing Morag. and oddly enough, even Pink Kitten. It had given her a sexual freedom to experience something else, rather than Melissa, part-time accountant, a mother of three. She was pretty irritated that Chris wasn't meeting people, oddly enough. She had a plan, and an idea of what was going to happen next. That had just been flushed away. She also realized she hated him for meeting these women, when he obviously hadn't been. The anger was still there, though. If anything, it had increased, because she felt her plans, her satisfaction, was now being derailed. She sighed as she stood up and fastened her jeans. Taking the rest of the delivery, she walked up to their bedroom and put it in the overnight bag, pausing for one last moment to feel the beautifully crafted cuffs once more. Zipping up the bag, she dropped it back into its hidden place. It wasn't until early evening she had realized she had gone through the rest of the day on autopilot. She'd been mourning Morag. But this was stupid. Morag was a creationist story. She wasn't real. How the hell could she be mourning her? Yet she genuinely felt she was. The sound of the garage door opening and closing brought her back to the present. Shit. Chris was home. Had he texted her? How come he was home so early? Had he actually figured out her little game? Rising to meet him as he walked through the kitchen door, his face was dark and solemn. "What's up?" she ventured. "Nothing really, just a crap day at work," he said, his tone dismal. "Fancy something to eat?" she asked, trying to sound cheerful. He really looked pained, and she could not help but feel sorry for him. "I'm not really hungry. I just want a glass of wine and sit in front of the TV to forget today," he responded sourly. And so the evening passed without a word between them, both privately in mourning for the woman that never was. Chris fell asleep quickly as they retired to bed, almost like he wanted to put the day behind him, watching the ceiling fan spin lazily in the shadows. Melissa thought over the past few days, trying to bring the loose ends to a conclusion. Silently, she rolled out of bed and opened her closet, looking down at the overnight bag. She sighed deeply before returning to bed. Putting her arms around Chris for the first time in what seemed like forever, she immersed herself in the feeling of his heartbeat, gently throbbing through his chest, sliding her hand over the plane of his stomach. She felt for his cock, massaging his balls gently. His fingers moved over her wrist and gripped her hand, pushing it backwards in rejection. Once his hand had moved behind him, Melissa brought her other hand up and pushed the cuff around his wrist, fastening it clumsily, taking advantage of his sleep-filled mind. She quickly clipped it to the metal frame of the bed, forcing him to roll onto his back, straddling his stomach. She quickly grabbed his other wrist, securing it in the other manacle to the bed frame. Leaning over, she flicked the bedside lamp on before retrieving the flogger. Moving back, she pushed his thighs apart as she watched the look of absolute shock on his face, with more than a little amusement. Teasing the strands of the flogger over his thighs, she purred, "You've been such a bad boy, Chris. What should I do with you?" Chris opened his mouth to speak. "Don't speak, sir," she said with a hint of disdain to her voice. "Unless you want me to stuff my wet panties in your mouth." Chris just stared in absolute disbelief at the sight of a naked Melissa straddling him, wearing her Pink Kitten mask, while he was tied to the bed. Melissa brought the flogger down in a short movement, his thighs tensed from the sensation, his cock twitched, swelling in anticipation. This obviously is his thing, Melissa mused, watching his cock stiffen as she continued to flog his naked thighs, his moans growing in direct proportion to the angry red trails left by the kiss of the flogger. Dropping her head, she traced a firm line with her tongue up his balls and along his shaft before giggling coyly and saying, "Kitten needs her cream. You're not going to deny her that pleasure, are you, sir?" His cock was already weeping pre-cum as she teased the tip of him with her tongue, watching him shake his head furiously, his hips thrust as her lips sank down along his length, feeling him so hard in her mouth. "Ah, sir, you can't come until I say," she said, sliding her mouth from his pulsing cock. Moving forward, she took his shaft in her hand, moving it between her thighs, teasing his tip along her lips, before rubbing it firmly against her clit. The sensation of power, as she watched him writhe under her grasp, fueled her own arousal. Positioning him for a moment, she slid his cock between her folds, before impaling herself on him. Together they groaned loudly at the sensation. Melissa's hips rocked on him. Sitting straight up, she repeatedly impaled herself as her hands grasped her breasts, massaging them. It was obvious Chris was desperate to touch her, but the manacles prevented anything but the smallest movement of his hands. Pinching her nipples, wave after wave of intense pleasure vibrated through her body as Chris swelled inside her, her pussy clutching at him with desperate need. Her orgasm rose out of nowhere and immersed her whole body in a wildfire. Her core squeezed his erection tightly. She couldn't help but moan loudly as her body exploded in pleasure. Chris's cum filled her pussy, hot jets of cream caressing her walls. Sliding off his still-throbbing cock, she moved to the bed, kneeling over his mouth as she lowered her dripping lips to meet his. Hungrily, Chris flicked his tongue over her pussy, their mutual cum dripping over his chin. Gyrating her hips, the weight of her orgasm grew again, forcing Melissa to hold on to the bedhead. "Fuck," she cried out, as a cataclysm of her orgasm pummeled her body. Looking down through the cardboard cutout eyes, Chris's chin glistened with cum, sliding down his body. Her lips teased the cum from his chin, her tongue caressing him, feeling it drifting down her own chin. She looked up at him before lifting her mouth and sucking his lips as their tongues explored each other's taste. Melissa rubbed her still trembling clit over his stomach. A trail of her juices ran over his skin. Finally, she just looked up at him and whispered, "We do this together, Chris." Her gentle smile becoming darker. "Or I might have to suck your cock clean off." Her hand lowered between them and squeezed his sensitive cock with an almost playful aggression. Chris just nodded in agreement as his body trembled in her harsh grip. So, the birthday story is done. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to send in your fantasies. So, until next week when we have the start of a new story and you and I can get wild in bed all over again. But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.